You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. In air travel, a proposal for an airline parking spot swap. United wants more spaces at Newark. Delta wants more room at JFK. So they're, you know, doing a little trade. But the U.S. Department of Justice says that little trade is a big deal. The kind that could lead to a United monopoly in Newark, which could lead to higher prices for you and me. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The Department of Justice thinks it's pretty simple. Bill Baer is with the department's antitrust division.
Our concern is that consumers at Newark, on average, pay a whole lot more than consumers flying out of other New York area airports.
That's because United already maintains almost three-quarters of the takeoff and landing slots at Newark. The deal with Delta would give it an additional 24.
You know, I think to say that it's a monopoly is maybe overstating it a little bit.
That's Jonathan Williams. He teaches economics at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He says consumers do have other choices. LaGuardia is about 15 miles away from the Newark airport, JFK 30 miles. So why does it cost more to fly out of Newark? Michael Boyd is president of an aviation consulting firm.
The U.S. is now in a hub-and-spoke system. If you're in a big hub airport like Newark, you can fly United to almost anywhere. But if you're in a place like Charleston, South Carolina, mostly you're going to be connecting.
In other words, in a hub city, you're paying for convenience. The tough thing is putting a dollar value on it. Jan Bruckner is an economics professor at UC Irvine.
Many people argue that the hub premium is partly a function of the fact that the passengers are getting a better product, meaning living in a hub city with fabulous connectivity to everywhere.
There's no doubt that the strong presence of one airline at a hub improves efficiency. What's still to be seen is whether the savings from that efficiency get passed on to the consumer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.